Hi, welcome to Starry Trails, April 2026. Dazzling Venus appears just after sunset in the western sky. As the sky continues to darken, look for the stars of Taurus the Bull and the Pleiades star cluster just above Venus. On April 18th, the very slender crescent moon will be 6 degrees from Venus, with the Pleiades just above Venus. On April 19th, the crescent moon will be above the Pleiades and Venus. Both evenings will be a lovely sight. Be sure to view Earthshine, the faint glow on the unlit portion of the crescent moon, which is caused by Earth's reflected light. Brilliant Jupiter shines high in the western sky. It continues to close in on Venus. On April 1st, the two brightest planets will be 73 degrees and 41 degrees on April 30th. Jupiter sets around 3 o'clock a.m. and is a beautiful telescope target, along with the 4 Galilean moons. Binocular views are also enjoyable. As you focus on Jupiter, you will see pinpoints of light by the king of the planet, which are the Galilean moons. The waxing crescent moon pairs with Jupiter on April 22nd. Time to get out and enjoy a clear spring night. Our sun sets later now, so our hike will begin around 9 p.m. You may still need to grab your jacket, hat, and gloves. Don't forget your Starry Trail map and binoculars. Take a minute to listen to the sounds of spring peepers filling the air. It's time to say farewell to the magnificent hunter Orion. Orion will return to our night sky once again in early winter. Let's meet up one last time with Orion. Orion will be our guide as we start out in the west, or direction of the sunset. There you will see Orion's magnificent star pattern. The 3 stars in a row make up the belt of Orion. The bright red-orange star up and to the left of the belt is Betelgeuse. The bright blue-white star down and to the right of the belt is Rigel. Now, with your binocular, scan just below the belt. You will notice a small fuzzy area. That is the Orion Nebula. New stars are forming in that hydrogen gas cloud. We call that a stellar nursery. Trek down and to the left from Orion's belt. One last visit with Orion's friend Sirius the Dog Star, the brightest star in our night sky. Farewell until early winter. Hike back to Orion. Trek to the right and you will see a bright red-orange star, Aldebaran, the eye of Taurus the Bull. Further to the right, you will find the beautiful star cluster, the Pleiades, or Seven Sisters. One last view of our lovely sisters until fall. Make a counterclockwise loop up, and the next bright star is Capella. Look to the left to the 2 stars that look almost the same. These are Gemini the twins. Loop down to the bright star Procyon. Journey to the opposite part of the sky or north. You will see the Big Dipper high overhead, pouring water out of the cup like the spring rains. Take the 2 stars at the end of the cup and draw an imaginary line to the next bright star. You have reached the North Star. The North Star, or Polaris, is at the end of the handle of the Little Dipper. Queen Cassiopeia, the sideways W shape, is very low in the north. Hike back to the Big Dipper. Take the flat part of the cup and look slowly overhead to the shape of a backwards question mark. This is the head of Leo the lion. So, how about a challenge? Take your binoculars and scan to the left of Leo, almost to Gemini the twins. Do you see the beautiful beehive star cluster? For the last part of our hike, turn right or east. The bright yellow-orange star is Arcturus. Look down and to the right of Arcturus and you will see a blue star, Spica, in the constellation Virgo. You know, Virgo hosts the sky's richest zone of galaxies. So great telescope viewing here. Next month, Jupiter and Venus continue to get closer, and the greatest and strongest hero, Hercules, returns. Take one last deep breath of fresh spring air and head inside. So glad spring is here. Don't forget to visit starrytrails.com for maps and illustrations. Good night. See you next month.